What's up, everybody? Very special commemorative day today. Or commemorative, for those of you that say it right. For Threesome Podcast 33.
Yes.
Triple threes. Threesome 33. 333. Half as evil as its big brother.
Yes.
Or big sister, whoever you look at this podcast as, a male or female, depending on who your favorite is out of us two. And we don't give a fuck which one.
I do. I care deeply.
Oh, really? I don't. As long as they like one of us and listen, I don't give a shit.
I want to hug each and every person that listens.
Oh,
perhaps
Stacey.
Rub my breasts against them if they want.
I was about to say, you'll never stop there to keep them listening to this. You whore.
I will go the distance. That is correct.
Me, on the other hand, with my just tons of integrity, will shake your hand and say thank you for listening to our podcast, and good day, sir.
Isn't that your license plate on your car? Tons of integrity.
That's right. T-O-INT is what it says. Because there's never any room for integrity.
No, never. Words to live by.
Yeah. If you're listening to a podcast and any of those people say they have integrity, turn it. Shut it down. It's a lie.
You think so?
No, not really. I'm just...
If it's a Christian podcast, I'm sure they're upstanding individuals, good citizens.
Sure. Like Jimmy Swaggart.
Pat Robertson.
Jim Baker. Like them. Joel Osteen, even though he hasn't been caught yet, but he will be.
Because Lex has the pictures. He's biding his time.
I don't have to have the pictures. I just know it's coming. I'm sorry.
He has dead eyes and a big smile.
You show me a church with oodles of money, I will show you my calendar as to when I think it's going to go south for them.
Churches predict end of the world. Lex predicts end of churches.
Yeah. Who predict end of the world? Just saying. I'm of the opinion that if a church has huge money, or more important, if the pastor has huge money, then be suspect.
Yes.
Be very suspect.
Jesus didn't need, you know, three bathrooms and a jet.
Yeah, Jesus didn't have anything except his integrity. So
he preferred not to.
Yeah, he had opportunity and turned it down. Which led all his friends to go, Jesus, we could have lived a lot better.
And hence, that's how that came into what we say.
Yeah. He made unpopular decisions in his leadership and his quest, which led his, you know, constituents to say things like, Jesus Christ!
Or my go-to when I'm very angry, Jesus fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What is your go-to?
OMFG is my go-to.
Really? When you're just...
Yeah.
Someone has just shot your mother in front of you.
Yeah, when somebody's just completely disappointed me and wrecked my day at the same time. Yeah, that's, it's like, oh my effing God. Seriously.
I thought you meant you actually exclaimed OFMG.
No.
OMFG.
No.
I was like, what are you, 13?
No, huh?
And a girl?
I mean, I'll do that on Twitter to save letters, but other than that.
Well, I understand Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. Twitter pissed me off this morning.
Uh-oh.
There's a, I don't know if you saw the story about the girl in Panama City that saw that she got gang raped on TV?
No.
Yeah, they showed a gang raping at spring break in Panama City on TV, and she went, "Hey, that's me."
Oh.
So obviously she was S-faced or somebody slipped something in there. And, you know, I mean, I have all kinds of thoughts about it. It's like, where are your friends? You know, it's like I had friends I had to fireman's carry, you know, male and female, when, you know, you just look out for each other when you go to stuff right. like that, concerts or, you know, huge get-togethers or parties. You're always show up with three or four people and you constantly check on them throughout the night. And if they're one of them's not around, you ask the other two. It's like, hey, have you seen, you know, in my case, it was always my friend Lee who was going off to get high somewhere or whatever, you know. And, you know, we always like, did you see him? And then we track him down and all go home in the same car. We all had a plan that one of us would get wrecked or not get wrecked and everybody else would, you know, because usually somebody had to work the next day or had something to do anyway. So it usually worked out.
Right.
And so, you know, here's this chick. She gets gang raped in front of a bunch of people. I mean, this is a very messy situation. I mean, this is society falling apart type situation. This is a chick getting gang banged while people look on.
Oh.
And I just made a statement on the radio on Lex and Terry about the fact that please tell me she did not go to this thing by herself. You know, please tell me somebody let her down.
Right.
You know, it's like there's. Yeah. Okay. Poor choice of words.
The punctuation of the ting.
Poor choice of words. But. The you know, I made a suggestion that she kind of put herself in a bad position for this to happen by not having friends, by not looking out for each other, going there by herself. Whatever happened for this to transpire, and I just got obliterated by this one chick on Twitter about, really? Do you know anything about rape whatsoever? To which my reply was, I don't actually. I am not a rapist, so no, I don't know anything about it.
I think what she took issue with, and I understand what you're saying. You know, women, girls need, and guys too, honestly.
You need to look out
for yourself. It's her fault.
All she heard was she was asking for it.
Right.
Which you need
to watch how you word that.
Which I don't think chicks are, I don't think any chick that gets raped is quote unquote asking for it. Even the school whore, you know, that I knew got gang banged by athletes all the time and all that, admittedly knew what she was doing, but I also depicted an emptiness, a sadness, and I wasn't down with it. She offered herself to me numerous times, and I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be part of your therapy in 10 years, but I was a pretty progressive kid in that. You know,
No, she took issue with your wording, and I understand what you're saying, so I'm not going to crawl up your ass, but do watch how you say that, because when other people hear you say, you know, she shouldn't have gone to the party by herself, and it's a common sense thing, and it's like, no shit, she shouldn't have.
That's all I was saying. That's all I
right.
was saying. I'm not saying that this, you know, she was asking for it, you know.
No, I know you weren't, you know, because other people do hear that.
But I was, you know, I was asking other questions, like, where are her parents? Where are her parents saying, don't accept a drink from somebody if you are by yourself, because you never know what somebody's put in it. You know, trust nobody.
If you're young, though, you have that immortality thing that doesn't turn off until you're 27, you know. It's not going to happen to you. Nothing happens to you. It happens to other people.
But, you know, when the whole thing was before... Before the whole thing, I said, I said, look, I'm not saying here, you know, this is her fault or she's asking for it or anything, but where are the safeguards in effect to keep something like this happening? You know, even the people standing around that don't know her have to have enough common sense to think this isn't right.
Right.
I should not be watching something like this.
It's a mob mentality, unfortunately.
And Terry and I experienced it once at Mardi Gras. We were doing a broadcast from there on Fat Tuesday.
And Terry got drunk.
And no. And at 3 in the, you know, we had to wake up at 2:30 in the morning in our hotel and go down to Bourbon Street where we were broadcasting. And, you know, of course, everything's at fever pitch at 2:30, 3 in the morning. And there was this, there's like, guys are outnumbering the girls 20-1. And there's this one girl who's with this one dude, and she's in the middle of the street, and she's got all these beads around her, but she's dressed. She's a half to three quarters drunk. She knows what's going on. She's cognizant of what's happening. But, you know, this one guy threw beads around her, and he's like, take your top off. Eh? And all of a sudden, these guys are going like, you know, tits, 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 tits. And Terry and I had to, like, grab her and pull her in to where we were broadcasting because otherwise it was getting out of control.
Right.
And,
you know, I don't know. I'm not even going to turn this into a male-female thing. I just don't think that men understand what it's like to feel that or be put in that position.
Well, not only that, but they are at that age where they don't have their individual thought-making process down to a science.
Right.
You know, where they can look another dude in the eye. That doesn't happen till your upper 20s or low 30s where you look another dude in the eye and going, we're not fucking doing that.
Right.
It's a bad decision. We're not doing it. This can happen. This can happen. Shut the fuck up. That doesn't happen till probably like mid-20s.
Probably around the time that invincibility thing shuts off.
Yeah. Below that is a recipe for disaster. Luckily, I had really good parents who taught me right from wrong and taught me not to be a lemming. And if something's fucked up, don't do it. You know, because, you know, I certainly had dumbass friends.
You know, we all did.
a guy who's my best friend to this very day threw a cat off a first floor balcony into the grass, and I beat him senseless.
Good.
You know, and had him over the balcony going, you want me to throw you off, motherfucker? Do you think that'll feel good? And
betcha you won't land on your feet.
With about 10 people behind me going, stop, stop. And I'm like, shut up. You know, and really what that was about was that he had pulled me into so many situations like that and almost got me in trouble and arrested and all that so many fucking times. That was my line in the sand thing, you know?
Right.
It was very little to do with the cat and more to do with I'm ending you putting me in bad positions.
Right.
Then a week later, he found a pot field and brought about $200,000 worth of pot plants into our garage.
Well, that's a good friend.
And I moved out. You know, I was kind of a casual pot smoker. You know, a bag of pot would last me weeks. You know, my roommates, 2 days. So it wasn't as important to me. It was just signified time for me to get away from you. This person is now a board certified psychologist. So the next time you go to therapy or go talk to somebody about your problems, realize that person could have been a fucking moron at one point. Because he's tried to give me advice several times, you know, after my marital situation and all that. And I just look at him and go, I can't talk to you. I'm sorry. You threw a cat off a balcony. You son of a bitch. You're a fucking bad person. and I don't believe you're fixed. Okay? He's like, I understand why you feel that way. I went, shut up. Shut up with your bad psychology 104 or whatever the fuck you think it is. I'm like, you and I are not talking about any mind fuck shit ever. We're going to have some beers. We're going to watch some sports. We're going to laugh about some old times. That's it. As far as you giving me any kind of life direction, just shut the fuck up. And he's like, I completely understand. I'm like, good. You should. You're a fucking Nimrod for years. So, yeah, you know, it's... I understand the tribal behavior of that age, and how things can get carried away. But what I don't understand is somebody not teaching their kid that, to be aware of that and to realize, you know, you're around people your age. You guys don't make decisions that people 5 or 6 years older than you make. So be careful.
Right.
Life will get easier to socialize as you get older. Right now, it's a fucking mess, and trust nobody. So, yes, I got my ass jumped on Twitter for that.
Well, I know, because I know you, that what you meant. Do just kind of watch, I guess, how you word things. I know it's like all PC and shit, but... You know, the atmosphere is, in a perfect world, and I'm saying this, in a perfect world, a woman should be able to wear what she wants and walk where she wants, when she wants, without having to worry about having various objects shoved in her body against her will.
Yes.
You know, you have that luxury more than a woman does.
Agreed.
Granted, it can still happen to you, but, you know...
In
that
prison.
Is an issue.
Yeah, it's really a very sad story. I mean, I think about this chick seeing herself on the news and this happening and having no recollection of it.
And realizing, too, that horrifying moment that, God, mom and dad's watching, grandma's up watching right now. Every person I've ever known is watching this right now. So not only am I living my personal hell, but I now know that everyone else I know is living my personal hell too.
And the thoughts going through her head like, okay, who knows about this? Or was it just me? And can I just put this behind me? Or do I need to say something? Or, you know, I mean, I'm sure that has to get weighed if you're a chick. You know, there's so many chicks that have suppressed their rapes because it causes them more trouble to come forward than not.
Because inevitably, there is that one redneck, drunk, douchebag ass fuck somewhere who says she wanted it. Because bitches want it. That is ultimately, we bitches have a pussy, we want cock. Anywhere, everywhere that we could possibly get it. So we all deserve to be raped at any moment. There are those guys out there. And they are the ones that are very vocal and very loud.
If that's true, I have the worst sense of timing of any man on the planet. Because that's not getting offered up to me. I've never had the sense I can have it when I want it, ever.
Well, that's why then they get pissed at women because, you know, that's, you know, you bitches, you want it. So why aren't you giving it to me? I'm going to take it then.
Yeah, my problem with this was like it was so primal and so tribal that I don't even think it was a, you know, you should give it to me thing or anything. It was even worse. They just took it.
Yes.
They drugged her and they took it.
Have you ever been physically overpowered? Like where you had that feeling of utter helplessness because you were truly powerless.
I have in dreams. We had to talk about that.
Right.
It's never happened to me in real life.
It has me, and it is a awful feeling.
Yeah. It's got to be.
You know, it's the terror, the helplessness, the rage, everything. It's, you know, and then you're just there, you know, you are completely at someone else's mercy. It's talk about a mind fuck. It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's never crossed my mind to violate a woman like that. It's just, I was just raised better than that. And I even past the raising thing, just from a, you know, steroidal primal instinct, I've never been like, I'm taking that. It's, you know, I've role played in those situations, you know, where it's understood.
And you still don't open it all up and give it your all.
Oh, no.
You know, because you could hurt her.
Yeah, no. I've never even had the safe word conversation, you know, like we're going to have some fun and I need a safe word. And, you know, I've never even had that. I've had girls that have wanted to have it, you know, and even then I understood that's just their sexual yayas. I don't think they, you know, want to be taken against their will when they're not prepared to have sex or ready. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
There's girls that have fantasies about being dominated and stuff like that, but on their terms, not on their way home from the convenience store.
Not after burrito day at Screeno at lunch.
Yeah.
Really, today?
Yeah.
Can you give me half an hour to shower before we do this?
Yeah, I got... You know, it's certain things in a relationship unlock things, and then you have those talks, and it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we can do that. Or, you know, you watch some movie or something, some twisted bedroom scene or something, and she kind of gives you the look like, I could go for that if we end up in bed tonight or whatever. But that's it.
Right. I know there are the extreme, you know, people. I know, you know, that there is somewhere that woman who wants to be snatched, you know, on her way home from work and defiled in every way possible, because at the end of it, she knows that someone's going to pop out and go, love you, hon, happy birthday, you know, kind of thing.
But even then, that's on her terms. She thinks about a certain guy that looks a certain way. That, you know, even in the fantasy, there's times where he's Christian Grey-like, where he's demanding and wants this, and other parts he's sensitive and, you know, is catering to whatever emotional need for the second before he, you know, whips her butt again or whatever the case is.
Right.
You know, you chicks are weird like that. You know,
yeah, we're not quite so straightforward as you men are.
I want dominated, but only 61.4% of the time. Outside of that, you better mind your P's and Q's.
And not on Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's nuts. So, it's just a sad story.
It is.
And now Panama City's talking about letting all those millions of dollars go by the wayside, not even trying to have a spring break anymore. The sad part is somebody else will.
You can't just cancel spring break, you know.
No,
kids will find a way.
No, they'll go somewhere else. But
right.
Panama City, you know, it was, you know, the big MTV destination, and they had, you know, Club La Villa down there. You know, who we used to do business with when we were on in Panama City. And, you know, they throw all these crazy parties and huge promotions and stuff like that. And, you know, that's going to go by the wayside probably. It's a messed up situation.
Yeah. All because we bitches want it all the time.
Yeah, I think you're getting a little personal with it, but but yeah. A few bad apples are going to ruin spring break.
I like them apples.
Yeah. So,
you turned into total dork mode there for a moment.
That's what I do.
And it's adorable.
I have enough dork in me where it just happens. I can't stop it. Yeah. You know, much like a raping, it just overtakes me.
You were dork raped.
Yeah. I was just nerd raped. Yeah. Like, oh God, I gotta say something dorky. I was so suave until now.
Yes, Rico. I have an awesome news story for you, Lex.
Let's have it.
It is the best news story I have read in a long time. I was so excited about this one. And there are so many facets to it, and we have to hit each facet. So here we go. An Evans, Georgia mom faces charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor after she told her AA sponsor that she threw a drunken, naked twister party for her teen daughter and her friends. The sponsor responded to the Randy mom's plea for help by narking her out to the sheriff's department. 35-year-old Rachel Lenhart, who, by the way, is hot. I can't imagine too many people that would say no to this woman.
Yeah.
Allegedly told her sponsor that her 16-year-old daughter texted her asking if she could bring friends over for a party. Lenhart agreed and provided alcohol and weed for the group of teens. Now, her alleged story to her sober buddy only gets wilder from here. This is just like, oh my God. She initially joined in the teens' naked game of Twister, you know, as mom does.
Oh my God.
But ended up fucking an 18-year-old in the bathroom. Later, because she was still, quote, horny, she brought out some sex toys and began using them on herself in the living room. Again, as mom is wont to do. The whole naked party eventually moved to the hot tub. Now, the night ended for Lenhart around 3:30 in the morning when she woke up in her bed to find her daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend having sex with her.
With her or her daughter?
With her. And here's the kicker. This is it. Mrs. Lenhart, this is according to the Evans County Sheriff's report. Okay. Mrs. Lenhart told the sponsor that she and her daughter had spoken about this. You know, they bonded after the fact. And that her daughter, here it is, felt guilty because the 16-year-old was 10 inches long and huge. And if she had just been able to take it, he wouldn't have needed to rape mom.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, daughter was feeling bad that her 16-year-old boyfriend has a giant dong, and because she can't take it, that's why mom got raped.
All right, now let's use the word raped there. Is that fair to use that word after her carrying on for the last 10 hours?
Again, you know what it is, if, and I don't know, and this story that I'm reading does not specify, you know, if she went to bed and passed out in bed and the kid came in and started fucking her, then yes, it is rape. Because that act, she did not give her agreement to. Anything else that she did, and I know this is what pisses guys off because it's like, well, you know, mixed signals and all that, but she was not able to consent or say no to the act. So, yes, it was rape.
Okay.
If that's what happened.
All right. But say like, let's say like you're cooking a bunch of hamburgers.
Okay.
All right. And every hour on the hour, you go over and give somebody a hamburger and they eat it. And an hour later, you take another one over there and give it to them. And then an hour later, and 10 hours later, you have seen that this person will consume a hamburger once an hour.
Okay.
Doesn't the same hold true with hot dogs?
There's a lot more phosphates in hot dogs, though. No. And see, this is the thing. And this
really,
is what you need to tell your teen sons, everybody. You know, if you've been fucking a woman all night, you met the chick at the bar and you guys have been fucking, and then she passes out, and you think, well, I'm still horny one more time. If you do it, if you go there, you are raping her. There is no if and or buts about it.
Oh,
if she
buts.
Is not awake, alert, that part is rape. And you can't say, well, it was because we were already fucking.
Technically it is, yes. But in precedent, the horrific nature of her decisions, not to mention the fact that her daughter gave him permission by proxy.
Wow. You're too big.
It's
mom's cunt would take you, though.
Yeah, it's like you have permission to use my mom's overly sized, overly used giant pussy. It's a horrible story, man. That kid's gonna,
I know.
That kid's gonna be so wrecked. She really
I am,
is.
When we get off done doing this podcast, I'm gonna call my mom and tell her I love her and thank her for a wonderful life.
And then send me over to handle what you can't.
Yes. By the way, Lex will be over there in 6 minutes.
Yeah, Lex is too big for even me, which is amazing.
Just get the shoehorn out and some coconut oil. Don't ask questions.
That's right. Yeah. Let's just put it this way. For one night only, you're going to feel young again.
Nice. She is young.
Of course.
Young and vibrant and beautiful.
I'm going to fuck you like Stacy fucked my career.
Nice.
So strap.
Hard and long.
So strap in. All right. So enough foolishness. That's a great story.
Yes.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I love that.
I was so excited.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I'm going to have to look that story up.
I got to tell Lex.
Yeah, that's that's good. So, we're going to be doing these podcasts more frequently in shorter bursts, you know, much like that young lady's boyfriend. And
That wasn't a short burst. That was 10 inches of bursting.
Yeah. Yeah. And yet the mom and the kid, you know, bond over it afterwards.
I know. They talked it out.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
Yeah. Mom, you don't have to be humiliated that you did my boyfriend. I pushed him on you. Oh, thanks, honey. Do your homework.
You know, I'm just here for you, honey.
That's right. What do you say we have another party this weekend?
I've got a backgammon table that hasn't been used.
Let's make this a nightly thing. All right, so that wraps up Threesome Podcast 33, the 333 episode.
ThreesomePodcast.com, folks. Don't be afraid to visit.
Don't be
past all old episodes are there.
Don't be afraid in the least. Stacy, we'll see you on the next podcast, which will be number 34 and very soon. You have a good day, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.